WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Maggie Rogers with That's Where I Am, all on 90.7 The Capstone, your voice of the University of Alabama. So, we are here on the Friday morning show. Woo, woo, woo. It's me, Caleb. Normally, I'm on the Monday morning show, but we seem to not have any hosts this morning. So we'll see about that. But we will get back to the music real quick. Up next, we have Tape Measure by Dave Rowentree, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Talking about the weather right now, so today is looking a little overcast in the morning with potential for a little bit of scattered thunderstorms in the evening, but we are looking at 80 as the high and 64 as the low, so it's going to be a very temperate day, like very manageable, except other than possible rain. So bring your raincoats or your umbrellas and stuff like that if you do that. and watch out for that rain. Shouldn't affect us too much. I don't think it will start until... Oh, well, it's actually supposed to rain at 9. Or it could be raining right now, actually. And then it is supposed to start raining towards the end of the day, more like 5 to 8, somewhere around there. It should start raining. So just be sure to grab your umbrella and everything and stay safe in this weather. We will go back to the music with Shoot to Kill by Groin, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Sarah T with Heaven Knows on 90.7 The Capstone. And your morning show, woo woo woo, so fun. So we got a whole bunch of things coming towards you throughout the show today. We have a lot to celebrate, kinda, especially going into the weekend. We'll get more into that later. But also, we are going to have an interview with one of our directors, actually, but they will be talking about the Black Warrior Film Festival that will be going on today at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. So this will be a really fun way to see a whole bunch of student films, introduce yourself to the film industry, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So if that interests you, be sure to check that out. It will be in the Student Center in 3700, room 3700. So that will be fun. Be lookout or tune in to later on in the show, and we will get an interview by Miss Alice. We'll be all fun to hear what she has to say, and she'll give you more information on that. But right now, we'll go back to the music. Up next, we have Tell Yourself by Foe Deep, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that That was Rabbit by Hello Mary all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show. Woo, woo, woo. So, we are going to talk about some reasons why you should kind of celebrate today in the form of a little joke. This is courtesy of Bama Life on their email that we get sent to us 3 times a week, I think. But the joke goes, what does a hat salesman drink to get him going in the morning? A cappuccino. Very funny. Play on words. The reason why that was the joke today is because today is National Wear a Hat Day. Very fun. Obviously, I am indoors, so I can't wear a hat right now. But I will be posting a hat later. So it's just a little fun day to wear a hat. Wear a Hat Day historically has been for like awareness for brain tumor research. So it's not that fun. But, you know, it's fun. Wear a hat today if you want. It's very, very fun idea today, other than the historical reason why it was there. So that's your reason to celebrate today. However, you need to be on the lookout tomorrow for any potential pranks, because tomorrow is April Fool's Day. So be very careful about that. I know we probably all have experiences of April Fool's Day, whether it's back in middle school when they did something with all the kids, or just, you know, silly things in general, just the pranking. A lot of times, a lot of people send out prank emails, I've noticed recently, given I do emails more. But it's just a fun way to celebrate and be lighthearted and have some fun around. It is not supposed to be taken seriously, so don't, like, get your pennies on a twist, basically. But it's all just fun and games. So a couple of famous April Fool's pranks have been the BBC spaghetti tree hoax, which in 1957, the BBC aired a segment of its news showing footage of Swiss farmers harvesting spaghetti from trees. It was presented as a serious news story and many people believed it. But of course, it was an April Fool's prank. So that's really funny. A more recent one was back in 2007, which is really not that recent. But Google announced that it was launching a new service called Gmail Paper, which allows users to have physical copies of their emails mailed to them. The announcement was made on April 1st. And many people thought it was real. I remember when this actually happened. I was 6 years old. I'm surprised that I really remember this. But I vaguely remember my mom being like, Google's gonna send us mail. Oh my God, that's so cool. And then like 5 seconds later, she realized it was April Fool's Day. So that was pretty funny. That was actually right when I moved to Alabama. So a little tidbit, a little story about me going into our reasons to celebrate. So today you can wear a hat if you want to celebrate a Wear a Hat Day, or be on the lookout for tomorrow for all the pranks going around because it's April Fool's Day. We got a whole bunch more coming to your way on the morning show, talking about upcoming events such as the Black Warrior Film Festival, which we will hear from Alice later on. But we will get back to the music here on the morning show, and I'm tongue twistering today, guys. It's not good. So we'll get back to the music. I have American Teenager by Ethel Kane, all on 90.7 The Capstone, and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Your morning show. Woo, woo, woo. So fun. So, we will be talking about Black Warrior Film Festival at 9 o'clock. Excuse me, 9:30. It's already 9 o'clock. But more to come on that soon, and that is at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. So that will be a fun thing to go check out if you're interested in that. So right now we are just going to talk about a little bit of... I actually do not know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about more events, honestly. So, we have Black Warrior Film Festival today, but we also have a couple of other things going on today. We have Now Roots 2023. I'm not quite sure on that what that is. But let me get you some information on that. Oh, okay. It's a celebration of the Iranian, I don't know how to exactly say that, and I feel really bad, but, it's their new year. So if you want to celebrate that, or the Iranian, I don't know how to say it. Okay. I'm sorry. New Year's. It will be from 6 to 10 in 33,000 in the Student Center. It's put on by the IS Association of Iranian, so basically that Student Iranian Association here at UA. There will be some food available, but tickets for UA students will be $10 and non-students will be $20. So if that's something you find interesting, go ahead and head on that way. You could find some pretty cool things. Hello, Maggie just joined us. We were just talking about some of the events. We were just talking about some of the events going on other than Black Warrior Film Festival. Because we have Alice coming in later and talking about that. At 9:30. And actually in like 10 minutes. So that will be fun. So we got a whole bunch of stuff going on this weekend,
like
surprisingly.
Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, in Tuscaloosa, but also just like school things as well. Because Black Warrior Film Festival is 2 days. So it's going to be today at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then also tomorrow at 11:30 to 7:30. So it kind of is like an all day thing.
Nice.
So it's very cool.
I will say our theater department, they're putting on, I'm going to butcher the name because it's French.
Yeah.
Frontier, Sans Frontier, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
I went and saw it on Wednesday and it
was right here.
Awesome. Yeah. I went and saw it on Wednesday and it was really awesome. It was honestly one of, I've seen like a good handful of shows with our theater department, and that was one of the most like entertaining shows that I've seen. I thought
they
casted really well, and for a few of them it was their like
first
step
show
into like university setting. Acting, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was really great. Our theater department is awesome. So I totally recommend that. It was a great watch, and I know that they're gonna do it tonight, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, and they have a show on Sunday.
I got the times for Friday and Saturday. It is 7:30 to 9:30 at Allen's Bales Theater. So if that's something you would like to go do, that is something else going on. So we have plays and musicals and film and a whole bunch of arts and creative media, which is what we love here at the Student Media Center. But we also have the Farmers Market tomorrow, 7 to 12 every Saturday. I am taking a sustainable home landscaping course right now. It is absolutely wonderful. And I actually got to meet one of the beekeepers / bee honey sellers. And her name is Karen, I believe. But she's, why am I blanking on their name? They're not Barry's bees, because that's my boyfriend's roommate's grandparents. So that's funny.
You know a lot of bee people.
Yeah, I know a lot of bee people, apparently. But they're really cool. They have hot honey that is delicious.
I love the little tubes they have.
But so they came into class, her and her husband, and brought us all different types of honey from like different places. Sustainable home landscaping. Nice. It is a new college course.
Nice.
So I love New College. Yeah. New College is always just, oh my God, you need to. It is so great.
I need some more credits like for graduation.
Yeah, they're very fun, very topic centric, which I like, you know?
I love like a niche thing.
Yeah, like they're all really niche and very informative. Like I did creativity like my freshman year, which is basically just like overview of being creative or creative. But then I also took Girl Study was one of them, which was where we learned about girlhood and all that stuff. Given that I'm a girl, I kind of already know some of this stuff, but the practical like debate side of everything. But now I'm in the landscaping course, which shows you the diversity in New College. So it's definitely something I think everyone should check out. But that's just my personal opinion. So we will get back to the music here, actually. And we will talk more about Black Oreo Film Festival when Alice gets here. And yeah. You got anything to share?
That's good. I will add. I'll add one little snippet to the farmer's market that's every week.
Yeah.
I had a class with someone like my freshman year, and I know she goes here. She does awesome art, Abby Brewer. She does really cool art. She has like an Instagram, and I'm sure like a Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
But she makes like prints, and I have a little like she has makes like pins and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so cute. Her art, and she's always there. She's always
I've seen her.
She's the sweetest person I've ever met. And every time I go to the farmer's market, I have to like buy something she makes. And she does like commissions, I'm sure, on Instagram. So that is an awesome, and she's a student here. So
yeah, support students. Yeah. Shop locally and support the arts. Yeah.
No downside to it.
Yeah. I mean,
but there's my wrap up on
the farmer's market. So you got farmer's market, you got film festival, you got plays, you got a whole bunch of things that you could potentially do. I keep stuttering, but it's okay. We'll get back to the music here with The Real with Narrowhead, or by Narrowhead. So sorry. All on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Lodger by Paper Cuts, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show. Woo-hoo-hoo. very Ooh. Fun. So we have Miss Alice. Woo!
Hello.
Here to talk to us about Black Warrior Film Festival.
Yeah, so. I am going to hold off a little bit until Vanna gets here because she's one of the co-directors. So I know she's going to have a much better blurb to share.
Okay.
But it's going to be really exciting. We're starting today with mostly panels, which is super exciting. We have some really cool professionals coming in to talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in film or want to know more about the industry, check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And tomorrow is our big film day where we're showing all the selected films.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to Saturday, too. Right.
Yeah, it's just today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's basically just going to be panels and films, like, both days, basically.
There's no films being shown today, actually. It's just the panels and a script writing workshop. Tomorrow, we're showing the films towards the end of the day, and then we're having an award ceremony at the very end.
Nice.
Is this something that's affiliated like with the university or more of like a Tuscaloosa thing?
It's a university organization. It's not only specific to like creative media or CNIS. Mm-hmm. It's open to everyone. Nice. I don't know if director applications are open just yet, but they will be soon.
Nice. You guys are also celebrating your 10th year anniversary.
Yeah, it's anniversary year.
Website, and I was like, nice. Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which as the same time as Brain Matters, you know, the
show
that's on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our Brain Matter show that we play on, I believe, Tuesday?
It's Tuesdays, because when I was a DJ, it would always cut me off.
Oh.
Like, I couldn't get the last song in if I didn't time it right.
Nice. Well, so they also celebrated their 10-year anniversary, so that was pretty cool. So we will hear more from Anna,
Was her name? Vanna Smalley, coming soon. She's on her way.
Perfect.
Walking
perfect.
Now.
Yeah, so we'll hear from her a little bit more. We are going to go into a little bit of music. Alice, would you like to introduce this one?
Yeah, all right. You're listening to 90.7 The Capstone. Up next is Boy by Yo-Yo Disco.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We select them, and we have different categories like drama, comedy, documentary, all the good block stuff. And we also have opportunities like panels with industry professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We're having like one industry professional we have this year is Craig Brewer. He wrote wrote and directed Hustle and Flow. And we've got a lot of other good people. I just can't name them off the top of my head. Head is swimming with all the festival preparations.
I'll pull it up.
Okay. You guys have been crazy
this
week.
It's been insane. Yeah.
Honestly, actually the past like couple of months, what am I saying
right,
this week?
Right, right. It's been back and forth. Also another one we have is Cameo Woods. She has been nominated for an Emmy. I think she won an Emmy. Yeah.
Oh.
And she co-directed episodes of The Alternative Guide to Secret Beijing. That's just a little fact about her.
Very fun.
We've got some great industry professionals that are coming in. They're virtual, but anyone's welcome to attend. It's not
Still
just
talking.
UA students.
Yeah.
And then we'll be watching the films tomorrow. And then we'll have an award ceremony, including the Holly, which is an award for $10,000.
Nice.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So exciting. And a film we worked on is actually up for it. So we're really excited.
Yes. Is that in the closet or
no, that's my film but Ofrenda. Ofrenda is by Tyler Garcia, who's actually the director of the Black Warrior Film Festival last year. So he's up for it and we're really excited for him. He's great.
Cool.
I don't know, we're just really excited for today and tomorrow. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Even if you're not like a film person per se, it's really interesting to
it's
see
a fun
the
atmosphere.
Other world of short film. So
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to talk about another guest we have coming, Ramel Ross. He directed Hale County this morning, this evening, and he also directed The Nickel Boys, but I watched the documentary Hale County this morning, this evening for my documentary class, like my JCM class, and Hale County is in Alabama. It was a really beautiful documentary. It's like a bunch of different vignettes. There's not like a solid storyline. It's really cool, and I'm very excited to have him come in. So that'll be a fun Alabama local little piece of media. Super cool.
We love local. We were actually just talking about the
farmers market. Local, supporting your local businesses. So this is, you mentioned that some of it was going to be virtual. Is there, is it all virtual, or is there, are you guys meeting for the panel at any point?
It's like a very hybrid event, at least for the panels, because the all the panelists will be virtual because we couldn't unfortunately fly them in. It's a lot of money.
Of course.
So excuse me, the panels are going to be virtual today, but everyone who's in town is welcome to come. So like we will all be there in person watching the panels at the student center, and then but as we're highly encouraging everyone, it is not virtual tomorrow whenever we're watching the block, so those will have to be in person.
Nice. For some of these short films, I know that we have streaming services like through campus, like with Canopy and Swank. Is that where you guys are watching some? Where can someone watch?
So that's all just dependent on like the student, like whoever is submitting the film. So whether they want to premiere it like nationwide, live on the internet. But like for instance, Tyler, I know that once he gets through the film festival circuit, he will likely publish it somewhere, like maybe on YouTube or something. But no, I don't think Canopy would be is like more like of the feature film movies. But I would kill to have my film on Canopy. That'd be amazing. Like y'all can do like a study on it in class or whatever.
What's the fee to stream on Canopy?
The fee?
Fee.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
You might get it through Alabama just free. Because we also
need to look
get
at your budget.
For
your film.
We're trying to work out some logistics. We need to get it on in the closet
on some places.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it?
It'll come to me.
Distribution. We're working distribution plans.
There we go. That's the word. Alrighty, so Black Warrior Film Festival will be Friday and Saturday.
At the Student Center.
At the Student Center on Friday and Saturday?
Saturday, both.
Both at the Student Center.
So someone will always be here both days. Okay. It's just a matter of whether or not on Friday if you want to attend the panels virtually or...
My alarm's going off.
Black Warrior time.
Black Warrior time. There we go.
Whether you want to attend virtually or in person on Friday. But Saturday, definitely in person. And y'all should go come get some popcorn and drinks and, you know, have a good time.
I'll be doing popcorn. So if you guys are there, say hi to Alice at popcorn.
So Friday and Saturday, 1 to 6 on Friday.
Yes.
And then 11:30 to 7:30.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. You nailed it.
I looked it up earlier. Don't think so if that is interesting to y'all, be sure to head out and go check that out. We will have more. We're going to post the little infographic on our Instagram, so you can check that out at WUVAFM on Instagram. But I will let our guest introduce the next couple of songs because she picked them. So.
All right. I'm a big, definitely pop girly fan. So I lean more towards the female led bands. I'm going to say the next one is.
Your songwriters.
I say both of them.
You can say both of them.
The first one is going to be Say Kamasa by Paramore. And then the next one is Better Than Revenge by Taylor Swift. I love you, Taylor.
That was for you, Taylor.
We also have some 100 gecs.
After that, you're going to hear a little stinger. And then playing next is Dumbest Girl Alive by 100 gecs. So stick around.
Stick around.
We got going.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great day. And that concludes our Friday morning show. So we'll get back to the music now, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.